Hello, and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today is episode 139, Saturday Scrawl. Campaign Ideas for Religion. Today's episode is a bit of a follow-up on Thursday's episode number 138, The Religion of Librarians. Today I'll go a bit more in depth about different religions. But first, a call-in from Larry Haight with a comment on an earlier episode.
Larry, I just listened to your episode on A Monster to Slay, and that threw me all the way back to the second Conan Schwarzenegger movie, where they had the magic horn and brought the statue to life and then had to remove it to end up slaying it. And I do recall trying to tackle that same type of thing in an adventure run, probably with the basic Dungeons and Dragons or maybe the expert rules back in the day. But boy, that just hits the nail right on the head with that.
And that was Larry Haight. Great name, by the way, Larry. Thanks for the call in, and thanks for reminding me about the second Conan movie. I had forgotten about the plot to that, and the problem with having seen so many movies and TV shows over the years and read so many books and stories and whatnot, it all kind of blends together. And so I don't know, consciously that idea didn't come from that. I know it's a bit of a trope to have a monster to slay and need things, so I'm sure the Conan movie is not the only place that we encounter things like that. So thanks for calling in and reminding me of that, and I'm glad you enjoyed the show. I briefly touched on this on Thursday's episode, but the idea goes like this. Rather than the usual religions with one or more deities, what about all religions based on concepts like truth? And my idea was that there are no real gods, only very powerful beings who get used to the idea of being worshipped. Therefore, they defend that idea. That is, the idea that they are gods to maintain the worship. Now, not all would do that. Instead, my idea is that religions arise out of concepts like knowledge, truth, love, life, deeds, greed, death, disease, health, etc. There are real-world religions that are more a focus on concepts or a philosophy of life, and it's not unreasonable to have a totally different world for your make-believe in D&D. Doesn't have to be European-centric or any particular Earth-based culture-centric. It can be something of your own making, a mishmash of real and make-believe. And my reason for thinking of this is that I'm not really big on creating made-up religions, and it may be my background. As you probably know, I was a pastor for 10 years, and I don't even like using real-world religions like the Norse or the Greek or Egyptian or whatnot, even though I don't believe those other ancient religions are valid. Controversy, right? We're talking about religion. But the benefit of making up your own is you don't have to worry about insulting people because it's a made-up thing. I tend to gravitate more towards the Greyhawk pantheons and the non-human deities in the various resources from first edition AD&D, like Deities and Demigods, later renamed Legends and Lore, and Unearthed Arcana. A lot of that stuff appeared in Dragon Magazine and other places, such as the original D&D deities and demigods. That's another thing. I always say deities and demigods when it's deities and demigods, the way it's spelled, because I've always mispronounced it. I often misspell deity and have it IE instead of EI. Little quirks about spelling and pronunciation. Always a matter of debate in the role-playing world. So, what are your ideas for developing religions in your campaign? Are they modeled after real-world religions of worshiping divine beings, of one or more deities? Are they concept-based? Are they a fill-in-the-blank that you just have some basic idea as a placeholder and you fill it in once there's a need to have a cleric of that religion? You let your players make up their religion. There's lots of ways to handle that. And in my campaign of the Broken Lands that I've briefly mentioned in the past, I had an idea that instead of specific deities, that they have the powers of light and dark, good and evil, so to speak. Because I'm not real big on alignments either. Those don't mean a whole lot to me. It's more about, do you act like a hero or you do act like a villain? Only holy warriors, aka paladins, does certain tenets really make a big difference. And you may be a holy warrior of an evil deity, well, you're not going to be lawful good. Anyway, the concept of this general religious belief is that while there are individual deities, and I just leave it up to players to decide if they want to worship an individual deity, and they can make it up and fill in the game world a little bit, or they can just be the generalized worship the powers of light or darkness. And the big defining factor is views on life and death, that we're destined to die at some point, and those that fight that destiny lean towards the dark side, that they fall prey to demons and devils and other entities that lie about the promise of continuing life, and you're rewarded with undeath, usually as a zombie or a skeleton, as minions. Very few achieve higher orders of undeath. And so that makes raised dead and resurrection a very rare and hard to come by thing, because unless there is a great need that the powers of light would see fit to give you another chance, it will be greatly looked down on. So that hasn't come up yet. But that's the overview of how I see it. Along with that, I had an idea that I didn't flesh out too well, that some of this stuff, you need a lot of nitty-gritty and getting down into that. I wanted to have the idea of you have a birth oracle and a death oracle, and I wanted to have it based on the calendar and the astrological signs. And if you have a certain birth oracle, it means something, and a certain death oracle, that they cast your oracle when you're born for your death. And if the idea would be if the character dies, it needs to fit that oracle. So I don't like character death as a dungeon master. Now, it can happen. But I definitely don't go seeking it out. It usually happens when the players don't run when they should run or don't plan when they should plan. But I never fleshed it out all the way. I've kind of got some things that I've cobbled together from different things online, but I never got it to a playable form where it would work. So that's kind of a back burner thing that someday maybe I may come up with something simpler and easier to use for play, because I wanted it to have an impact on the game. Just one more little thing. But that's the problem when you're creating and building. You're never done, and there's always one more thing you could do. And so not finding something that would do what I wanted, I meant to build my own, and building my own didn't go as well as some of the other things of which I've built my own. So those are some of the struggles I've had with crafting in-game religions. I've got lots of little ideas. Some of them work better than others, like a religion that's based on a concept. Well, that's pretty easy. Knowledge. What is that? Well, the librarians. Knowledge. Truth. What is that? Well, you always tell the truth. You always seek the right answer, etc. So it doesn't need to be real complicated. You can, a couple of sentences, have the whole religion planned out, and you know, you may need to have some fancy title for the big high muckety muck cleric at the top, but that shouldn't be too hard to come up with some titles when the time arises. You don't have to have everything at day one of gameplay. And you can always outsource some of the creativity to your players. Slightly related to the religious aspect, in my Roll20 game for the Broken Lands, one of my players decided he wanted to be a nomad and had a pretty good story for nomads, and so that helped me flesh out the nomads without having to do much. And he had an idea for his cleric ranger's religion. Yes, in AD&D, I let somebody be a half-elf cleric ranger, and it's an interesting combination. He's an evil ranger. And so an evil ranger wants to see all the trees cut down would be a good example of what he's after. And basically he's got himself in league with a bad guy, and it's got to a point where there is decision time, and then we kind of stop playing, and trying to get things squared away where I can get back to running that has not come together. Every time I think I'm going to be able to start doing that, something else goes wrong. So I decided I'm just not going to worry about it the rest of the summer, and I'll pick it up when things slow down, because work is still ridiculously busy. Anyway, I'm getting to the point where I'm rambling. I've mentioned several things that I've done with religions and ideas I've toyed with and worked on a little bit, and some fresh ideas that I haven't done much with, but they're simple enough, they don't need a lot of work. That's the whole idea I like to go with as a game master. It's really easy to get lost in the weeds of preparation, but you don't have to do it all. You don't have to do it all quickly, and you can outsource it to your players. I'd like to hear what you have to say about your efforts at developing different aspects of religion and putting them to use. Do you outsource to your players? How do you handle that? Or do you just pick up a book and use a book to define your religious groups and so forth? And that's it for today. Thank you all very much for listening. I hope you've had an awesome day. And as always, game on. And before I forget, time's running out. Check out the Kickstarter for Destination Fantastic by Satine Phoenix and Stefan Picorni. Links in the show notes.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!